Hello, and welcome to Peggy's Corner of the House. I'm excited to be back in Juneau representing House District 33. This is my fourth year serving as House Majority Whip. Through this leadership position, I continue to work closely with the Speaker of the House and the Majority Leader to ensure majority support for proposed legislation and keep the high-priority bills moving. I will be working closely with other House leadership members, the Senate leadership, and the Governor to make our session a productive one and help keep the lines of communication open. I'm very pleased to have my seasoned and capable staff returning again this year, as it just makes everything run more smoothly. Rebecca Rooney from Wrangell continues as my chief of staff. Becky is very familiar with all the issues that have been before the legislature for the past 10 years and really helps me advance the issues that are important to District 33. Becky is my right hand for transportation and budget issues and is the primary contact for Wrangell and Hyder constituents. Arthur Martin has returned from Prince of Wales. Many thanks to IFA for working with me to make this happen, and is the first person you will speak to when you call or visit our office. This will be Arthur's third year in my office. In addition to keeping my schedule and appointments, he will follow education, fisheries, military and veterans affairs, economic development and labor-related issues, and assist my Prince of Wales constituents. Sherry Klein Enright will continue to follow resources and energy issues, community and regional affairs, and judiciary. She will assist in carrying some of my legislation and is responsible for a majority of our office communications. Sherry will continue to handle constituent issues for Ketchikan and Saxman. All of us in Juneau are digging right into the budgetary and educational issues that are facing our state. I am pleased to see all areas of the state finally becoming engaged in looking for solutions to our educational needs. We all realize that we need to transform our education systems to the 21st century, which is a big change from the way that we have been doing business for so many years. And of course, oil and gas issues are going to be a biggie also. I am currently conducting joint informational transportation committee meetings with my Senate counterparts. I am again looking forward to working on my priority bill to establish a dedicated statewide transportation infrastructure fund within our Constitution. This fund will ensure that transportation revenues are spent on transportation infrastructure projects like our ferry system, state and municipal roads, harbors, and airports. Again this year, in addition to hearing from me in Peggy's Corner of the House, you can find more information about what's going on up here in Juneau on my website, www.peggywilson.com. If you would like to be the first to know what's going on, you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter. In addition, please don't forget your local legislative information offices. The LIO staff is a wealth of information and can show you how to follow bills and assist with PFD questions. That's all for now from Peggy's Corner of the House. I look forward to keeping you informed on what's happening in Juneau on a weekly basis.